Hello, everybody. We're going to continue. The next subsection is called Meeting Challenge and Overcoming It. And it cites the words of Dr. Michelle Sugar from the University of Michigan. And she says that health is not an optimal way to make physical activity relevant and compelling enough for most people to prioritize it in their hectic lives. Again, same going on before, that you have to make it a priority. That some people just, even though they conceptually know it's important, don't put that into practice. And the author continues, by deciding to read this book to learn about what Judaism and science say about fitness and health, you have already indicated that you may be considering significant changes in your way of life. So you should think about what you want to gain from it. Think about your goals, mainly that you want to prevent onset diseases, you want to be physically stronger, you want to live a longer and healthier life. Whatever it takes to get you motivated to not just start, but to continue on this trend. And he says the idea of changing your lifestyle is always laden with medical risk, but one that is life-extending and life-enhancing can be intimidating. You realize that you're going to change something, you have a habit of way of doing something, and now you want to make changes. But he says, think of this new lifestyle as comprising of three essential components. He breaks it down to three things that are important to know. One is exercise, to be physically active, to stand and move and walk about as often as you can during the day. Number two would be to eat nutritiously and in moderation. And it says that eat mostly fruits and non-starchy vegetables, avoid red meat and processed meats, limit sugar and avoid sugary drinks, and the third one is don't smoke. He said, pretty much that's it. He said, according to the paraphrase, hello, the rest is commentary. That he said, chances are you already abide by one of these, maybe two, but to start to incorporate all three into a lifestyle could have lasting effects. I said, the consensus of the best scientific and medical research today is that just being physically active and eating nutritionally and in moderation and not smoking can add years to your life. He said, how many years? He said, well, just based on a study of the American Heart Association, that if you walked briskly for 30 minutes per day, which is recommended by the U.S. government, it can add up to 7.2 years to your life. And, of course, if you do more an hour a day, the returns are even greater. And so the second fundamental component of living a long life free of disease is also eating in moderation, as we said. And here, based on a study, actually not even a study, more of a, I guess, a self-study from Eugenie Coronado, who, from the Renaissance, in the Renaissance age, and he was, at that point, life expectancy was between 30 and 40. At that point, he was 35 years old. And he was just very overweight, on tons of medicines, and he kind of just had an awakening. He stopped taking his medicines. He changed his lifestyle. He controlled his excess of eating, adopted a low-calorie diet. And I'll just finish up quickly, that he actually wrote a book called The Short and Certain Method of Attaining a Long and Healthier Life. And when did he write this? He wrote this in his 84th year. And further, he wrote three more books, and he lived till he was 102, which is about three times the average lifespan at that time. And he just urged people not to become slaves to the appetite and to conduct their lives with sensible living habits. Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much.